Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about this past Friday's cattle on feed report in just a moment. GoBob Pipe and Steel reminds you that time is ticking away. Take advantage now of Section 179 deductions for equipment purchased by December 31st, 2013. That means that you can deduct the full purchase price of qualifying equipment. That means that your small business is actually being helped. This means that you can write off the entire amount of equipment for the year you buy it. But there are some limits. So be sure to consult your own tax advisor first before rushing to GoBob Pipe and Steel to save thousands of dollars on your 2013 taxes. Some of the GoBob items that may qualify include corral pipe, fencing, feeder equipment, hay trailers, and a lot more. GoBob Pipe and Steel knows three things: steel, pipe, and qualified tax equipment purchases. Got cows? Get GoBob. Check out their website, www.gobobpipe.com, or give them a call at 1-877-851-2365. GoBob Pipe and Steel. The final cattle on feed report for 2013 out from USDA this past Friday. Tom Leffler talked with Radio Oklahoma Network about the numbers as they came out on Friday afternoon.
Well, our report did not hold any huge surprises. The only thing that was a little different than what the trade was looking for, the placement's a little bit lower. Now, our December on feed came in at 95%. The trade was looking for 95.4%. Now, this equals 10.725 million head of cattle are on feed. Now, this is 8% below the three-year average, 7% below the five-year average. Texas is down 7% on their on-feed numbers. Kansas down 6% and Nebraska down 4% compared to a year ago. Now, this is also the second smallest December on-feed since 1996, so it continues to confirm the number of cattle in the feed yards are tight. November placements today came in at 97%, lower than what the trade was looking for, which was 100.9%. This equals 1.882 million head of cattle that have been placed in the month of November in the feed yards. It's 5% lower than the three-year average and 4% lower than the five-year average. This is the second smallest placement over the past 9 years for the November time frame. Texas was down 13% on their placements, Kansas down 1%, and Nebraska was 2% higher on their placements versus a year ago. When you look at the weight breakdown of the placements, the under 600-pound category was down 10.7%, the 600 to 699-pound category, 13.3% larger, 700 to 799 category, down 6%, and the 800-plus category of placements down 6.2% versus a year ago. Now, the November marketings came in at 95%. The trade was looking for 94.6%. This means that we marketed 1.681 million head of cattle in the month of November, which is 5% below the three-year average. This is the fourth largest November marketing number of the past 4 years. This is also the lowest marketing number for the year 2013. Kansas was down 10% on their marketings, Texas down 2%, and Nebraska was unchanged versus a year ago.
Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities. Now, at least one analyst, Mike Zuzulo, who's with the Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas, believes that perhaps that lower placement number than what the trade was generally looking for might have something to do with rebuilding the mama cow herd, saying that there may be some folks deciding that they do want to hold their females back and start that rebuilding process here in 2014, and this number a first sign of that possibly starting to happen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.